WTI.com.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Welcome to this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We'll be talking about that cruise ship. Also, Republicans blocking the vote on Hagel. They're just saying no for now. What does that all mean? It was a day of love for some and frustration for many other people. So right at the top, we dive into the triumph, because this is the story that's captivated a lot of attention, and for a good reason, because it's crazy. You hear about it and you think, geez, somebody signs up for a cruise, and then they have a fire in the engine room, and it ends up with poop going down from the ceiling on the walls. And you're stuck. You can't get away from it. What are you going to do, dive off the boat and be stuck at sea? First of all, you wouldn't survive the fall, but you're stuck. And there's no way to get the people off. They're not just pulling up with another boat and they're disembarking from the one and getting off the other. I bet they wish they could have done that. Instead, the passengers were floating around in crazy currents that were taking the boat all over the place. And eventually, what happens on Sunday ends up leading to the boat being docked in Mobile, Alabama, which to get in that channel, it took 6 hours. Because you have to think how big this boat was. 14 stories, 900 feet long, crazy, crazy big. And that one shipping channel wasn't really built for that size ship. But the good news is there were passengers that got off and kissed the ground. There were passengers that were crying, and their loved one of them once they got off the boat. So the horror of the passenger is pretty bad. Again, the question is, can Carnival actually rebuild its reputation? Would you take a Carnival cruise? Really? I mean, seriously, would you want to go take a Carnival cruise? And what is our fascination with being on a big giant boat anyway? It's cheap. It's fun. You look at the commercials, and doesn't it look like they're having the time of their life? Doesn't it look like they're on some kind of ecstasy that's not going to harm your body? They're just soaking up the sun. Everybody looks good. Everybody's happy. I think of that one commercial where the couple, they're probably middle-aged, they're being attacked by bears and wildlife in their car because they were out in the wilderness the year before for their vacation, and then there they are, just sunning themselves, hanging out, eating, having a drink on the boat, looking like this is the best thing in the world. What's wrong with you people? Why wouldn't you want to do it? Here's what some of the passengers had to say.
They continue to tell us over the PA system that it's not going to be a problem. We're not in any danger, that it's normal for the ship to lean like that. But there are a lot of people who are continuing to walk around with their life jackets in their hands or put them near their area. The conditions that we've had to live through are pretty awful. I don't know if that $500 settlement is going to be enough. People have been hauled off the ship. A lady fell down some stairs and broke her hip, and she had to be evacuated. We saw someone going down the stairs yesterday on a stretcher, and we didn't get any information about that. There are rumors of a stroke or a heart attack.
Wow. So, these are the kind of horror stories that you're hearing from people on the ship and people being called from the ship to shore. So we're still going to be talking about this Carnival kerfluckle for, I think, a long time. If I were the CEO of Carnival, I'd be a little concerned about my image. They might have to revamp those commercials. And I'm telling you, Saturday Night Live is nothing like what it used to be, but if there's one thing to catch, it's the skit at the top of the show, because I guarantee it'll be like a flat-out belly laugh. I'm certain it'll be tremendous, because they have too much to work with the, like I said, with the floating toilet and whatnot. Can you imagine what it was like? And the toilets weren't working, and these people were trapped for a very long time. And that's a long time to be at sea, not knowing what's going on. Food sometimes there, food sometimes not making its way to the boat. So we'll see. We'll check the email this hour, and when we check the email, a lot of you wanted to talk about the triumph, so we will definitely do that. You know me, I like to dive in and talk about the nasty politics on the day, and there were certainly lots of that. There wasn't anything about cruise rights or passengers' rights or any of that nonsense happening. It was all about the Republicans. Listen, they have a vacation, and they're not going on cruises. They have a vacation coming up because they're working hard on the Hill. For a week, they will be gone. They won't be in Washington, so they had to cram in as much as possible, including blocking the vote on the Chuck Hagel confirmation. So as the defense secretary, he's in limbo big time, and the Republicans are pulling out the strategy. The Democrats say they're putting the country at risk by delaying filling our major security posts. See, that's why you can't let Hillary Clinton leave. Listen, Hill, you got to come back. We'll throw you another party and everything, but we need you still in place. We can't lose you. We need somebody to be the face of our defense, for goodness sake, because we're blocking this, and who knows who else gets thrown up in place of Hagel, if that doesn't work, because I don't know that the Republicans are going to go for it down the line anyway. This is the first first major Republican blow where they didn't pansy out of something they were saying they were going to do. The Senate voted 58-40 with one senator voting present, which is two votes shy of reaching the 60-vote threshold necessary to overcome a filibuster. Only a simple majority, rather, is needed for confirmation. The two really vocal senators, McCain and Lindsey Graham, opposed moving the nomination to a vote until after they get back February 25th. Graham said, look, the debate on Hagel's not over. It has not been serious. We don't have the information we need. And I'm going to fight the idea of jamming somebody through until we get the answers we need about what the president did personally when it came to the Benghazi debacle. And McCain basically was saying the same thing, that this is what we're going to do. We're going to hold you hostage. And until we get what we want, we're just going to say, forget about it. We're not going to do it. And the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, it wasn't lost on him. He knows the vote was unprecedented for a presidential pick for defense secretary. You know, not a single nominee for a secretary of defense ever in the history of our country, ever in the history, has been filibustered. Wow. So how about that? Who knows? Who knows if he even makes it in or somebody else ends up taking that gig, but then somebody else has to be recommended. And who would that be? Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. So much more to come, including Wayne LaPierre, who talks about a gun charade.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
About the same old when it comes to Obama and the state of guns in this country and gun rights advocates who are saying that the words school safety weren't in Obama's address, and then this whole call for funding to put an armed guard in every school in America, he's talking about it too, which I agree that I know a lot of schools already actually have that too. But anyway, some of his stuff was pretty good. And he did a speech at the National Wild Turkey Federation Conference in Nashville to say, listen, I'm going to unload. I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. Not that he doesn't anyway, but he's like, I'm just going to unload on this whole pull for stricter gun laws at the conclusion of the State of the Union address on Tuesday. So that's coming up in a second here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. And also we got a real juicy dungeon moment. You're not going to believe who I'm putting in the dungeon. And you got to stay tuned because at the tail end of this hour, I have an awesome giveaway for all of you who have iPhones or iPads or even a PC, which is all of the world, right? Because Al Gore made it available to all of us as he invented the Internet.
Thank you, Internet.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to give away 3 6-month Big Fish Unlimited streaming subscriptions for PC, Android, blah, 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 and a chance to win the big prize package. And this Big Fish has like 150-plus games, and so they'll all be free. And they're streamed from the cloud, and you can just play across any device that you have. So how cool is that? It is really cool. I'm not even a person who plays a lot of games, but I went and I looked at them and I was like, oh, I see why people can't get their work done. I know this woman would never be accused in her day of not getting her work done. I bet you she was like, she probably had perfect attendance in everything that she did. Izzy, listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Yo, Izzy!
Thank you, Charles. He's such a sweet man. He gave his wife a wonderful Valentine.
I know. He's a good guy. He is.
But he said he was only a good boy in the movies. Or on television, right? There's a lot I picked up. And you used some new lines.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, no, there's not a chance in hell I would ever get on a boat.
Yeah, me either. Me either. What are your reasons?
I don't want to be sitting out in the middle of a big puddle of water. And besides, most of them are pickup cruises, and that doesn't interest me.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Yeah, they have old ducks like me on them or a bunch of pickup people. I'm like, now, I like terra firma, thank you.
I agree with you. If I'm going somewhere, Izzy, I want to be there anyway, and I can explore from there.
My oldest daughter loves cruises, and I'm like, enjoys and bites me. I'm like, that's okay, sweetie. I know you're being kind to Mama. But you take a friend. Because I'm not going.
I love it.
Anyway, okay. I feel bad for the Dorner family. They had no part in his actions, so why do they have to explain anything? I don't understand why media thinks they should go to the family and get their reaction, because after all, they lost somebody, and they're probably in grief also. So that kind of aggravates me, and I still want Sergeant Teresa Evans to be held accountable for her perjury.
I agree. I want to hear her story. I want to hear the whole thing.
I want to hear
her
lies. You know, I actually do. I reread his, what everybody's calling manifesto. I call it his journal. And I thought, you know, the man's telling the truth. I mean, he named names. He named specifics. He wasn't vague about them.
Yeah.
I thought it was fairly well written overall. But I swear, if I said this before several days back, if there is an initial causation, we can go right back to when she perjured herself in an IA hearing. And that's where this all started. Because for all intents and purposes, this guy never had
a fair shake.
Well, he never had a bad situation in his life. And I resent the girlfriend coming in now after the fact when nobody can refute it and said he was really hot-tempered. And by the way, what is wrong with owning guns, honey?
Yeah.
Jeez, what is her issue?
Well, plus he definitely was, like we said, he was a police officer. And then he was a peace officer and he had them legally. There wasn't a problem with the guns.
Well, one time I owned dozens of guns. I did.
Annie, get your gun. Look out. Izzy has guns. Yeah, but you are a responsible person, Izzy. You know that.
Well, yeah, and I kept most of them under lock and key, not because of my children, but from theft.
Right.
Because I never worried about my children, ever, ever, ever. Never worried about them because they were all trained with weapons. They knew that the damage they could cause. So it wasn't from my children. It was just if somebody broke in my house.
Right.
I didn't want them stolen because I was also a reloader. So I had a lot of equipment that, boy, it was all locked up, tied,
right, that's
bolted.
Smart.
But, and for all you men out there that waited till the last hour today, you made my shopping absolutely horrible. I couldn't believe how full Walmart was with men rushing in to buy a rose. I was like, guys, plan ahead.
Yeah, you got to plan ahead. Look, the day doesn't change. It's the 14th, it's the 14th, it's the 14th.
But happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I mean, my cats don't care what day it is, so it was okay. But I was just amazed at the really at the flux of men. Not so many women per se, but men. I'm like, there are other flower shops in town, people.
That's right. You can go to the flower shop. Absolutely.
Support your small businesses. But it was a beautiful day out. We've had some outstanding weather here. And I thought, okay, I'll get my shopping done. I came home. I was so tired from battling bodies in the store. I took a four-hour nap.
Oh, so I know that feeling.
Well, no, I'm up good to go now until at least 3 a.m. when you go off the air.
That's the good news. We're very happy about that, Izzy. So that's
okay.
Good.
Y'all take care.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Izzy, thank you. She makes a great point. She always makes good points. I saw that, too. I was at the store to grab some stuff, and it like dog food. I was there to grab a few things. I'll tell you what I got. Like dog food. Does this sound like a quick trip to the market? Dog food, milk. I had to get milk. And then what else did I get? There was one other thing I got, like rice or something. Rice to go along with the dinner or whatever. But I noticed, I mean, that's what it was. It was like men hurrying into the store to get whatever flower was there because the flowers were being picked over. Because the later you go in the night, the later you go in the day, of course, most of them are sold. And this is a grocery store. So, and that's, you know,
The flowers I bought my lady, lotion.
Lotion, there you go.
And then Batman Begins.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that.
Lotion in a movie, she wins.
Yeah, I like that idea. I'm a movie freak. All right, quickly, we're going to talk about this one. Wayne LaPierre decides, I'm just going to say what I think. It's ridiculous what happened at the end of his speech. Here's Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA.
Mr. President, we will stand and fight throughout this country as Americans for our freedom. We promise you that. The president displayed a level of public deception that simply cannot be ignored. It's not about keeping kids safe at school. That wasn't even mentioned in the president's speech. They only care about their decades-old gun control agenda.
All right. You can't argue with some of the facts when it comes to the numbers game in D.C. It's like I always say with statistics, you can twist them in lots of different directions. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. Stay with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Of Valentine's Day every year, and that number climbs. And we know that there are probably people sporting some rings after Valentine's Day rolls over. So how about that? Happy post-Valentine's Day for most of you listening to us across the country, and welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I wore red in honor of Valentine's Day. I am a huge red fan, though. That's my favorite color, red. Even my first car was even a red car. So, you know, I know that that's the thing that gets chased by police, supposedly, if you have a little bit of a lead foot, but I didn't care. I'm all about red, my favorite color. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we've got a big giveaway from BigFishGames.com. They have graciously graced us with an awesome giveaway that I can't wait for. Three people this time around will qualify for it. You'll automatically get a 6-month Big Fish Unlimited streaming subscription for PC and Android, and you qualify to win the cool grand prize package with Big Fish Unlimited. So that's like 150 games. It's all free.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it's very cool. I think it's cool. And then there's a big old prize package, too, that you'll qualify for. And we're going to be doing this for the next couple of weeks here on the show. But this is your first opportunity. Let's put it that way, your first opportunity. All right, since it is all about love, we're going to get nasty on somebody. We got a dungeon moment here on the show. This is just crazy. You think of people wanting mail, waiting for mail, something important, because they need this check for whatever reason. They need some important paper that's coming in. They're waiting, waiting, waiting. They don't get it. They have to track it. They're trying to track things down. You know what I mean. So police in Port Townsend, Washington, recovered about 1,000 pounds of stolen mail. They arrested a guy who had been actually sought after by the state corrections officer for escaping from community custody. And so his name is Adam Lysik, and he's being held on $250,000 bail. But what a bum. Stealing people's mail. Think about that. The guy, and especially this is scary because he's got convictions for identity theft, possession of stolen property, and yada yada, fraudulent bank checks. Dude, I'm telling you. So do you want this identity thief living near you? And that's the deal. He's 38 years old. He's running around at night trying to steal from mailboxes or, you know, during the day when he thinks it's safe, and to create fake IDs and get identification cards and pass bad checks and use stolen credit cards. And that's the thing. If you have a credit card and you know how they send you new ones, they send it in the mail. So it comes in your mailbox. And how many people have mailboxes that are at the end of your driveway, that the, you know, at the front of your street where you have to walk down the street and get it out that way instead of right up against your house? Say it's easier to steal the mail that way. And this guy was doing that. So for that reason, Adam Lysik, you crummy guy, you identity theft stealer, let's put him in the dungeon. Charles in charge. Usher Adam into the dungeon.
This way, please.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, you got to love that. Charles in charge, man.
We're not letting him out.
Yeah. No way, because he'll steal our mail. He'll target us. We'll be on his list. He'll come after all of our mail. And it would just be my luck that it would be the one thing that I need in the mail, and he would get it. That'd be brutal. If that was my neighbor, I'd be upset. That's the worst.
He can steal my hate mail.
Nasty. All right, a lot of you got nasty about some of the things that were happening with the cruise ship and a few other deals as well. So with that, let's go and check the snail mail.
We got mail, baby.
That is so lame. Where is our guy? Is he on strike again? I hate
you. You have mail, mistress.
Thank goodness. Can I hear him one more time?
You've got mail, mistress.
I want the guy with the pipes. Where is he?
He's on a date.
Oh. And, you know, every time we play him, we have to pay like $1,000 or something. So maybe that's what it is.
No, it's not that much.
It's not that much.
It's more like $999.
There you go. Because you always have to make it seem like it's cheaper. So we have a bunch of mail. Let's go to it. This one from Bob, who's listening to us in Vermont, and he says, "Hey, KDD, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? I got to tell you, listening to you talk about this Triumph and Carnival Cruise and poop running down walls and people not being able to breathe and sleeping on the deck and having a fight over food, it sounds awful. I have no desire to go on a cruise. It sounds to me it's more like a floating coffin." And then, after I heard you talking about it, I dug into some of the past cruises and heard about people being kidnapped, people falling off of boats, all kinds of crazy things. And sure, I realize the percentages are probably okay, that you could go on a cruise and it would be fine and there wouldn't be an engine fire and there wouldn't be the people two doors down from you that fall off the boat or some other strange event or they're left behind or whatever. Yeah, because that's the other thing. People sometimes don't forget, and they're laggers. And the laggers, the lollygaggers, when they're on an island somewhere, when they stop, man, that ship leaves. Pew, it's gone. Sorry we left you in Cuba. Actually, they're not going to Cuba, but I don't know. I'll pick a place. Like, I know somebody that went to Cartagena. Sorry we left you in Colombia. I hope you make it back. Love, Carnival Cruise. And that's what they have to do because they have so many passengers. But sometimes people get tangled up and they don't realize. And then the next thing you know, they're left somewhere and they have to find their way back.
They get taxied back to the cruise ship usually, and it costs a lot of money.
It costs a lot of money. If you make it in time, they don't account for every single person. You know, it's kind of like when you get off, when you have flights and you're off and you have a layover somewhere and you get off and then you have to go on to, you know, you're going to another flight. And sometimes they'll hold them if they know you're close. And if they, a lot of times they'll just take off. Or it's happened to me three times. I've been paged in airports, once in Denver, once in Hawaii, and once in Philadelphia. And it wasn't my fault. I was getting off of planes, but they were paging passenger Delaney, where, you know, flight, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, wow. I would be running down the, I would be running through the airport in all those scenarios. I was running to catch a flight. So there you have it. Here's another one. This one comes to us from the Olympian. And the Olympian says, and I guess it's because it's a take on Pistorius. Man, Kate, what do you think of this story about the Blade Runner being charged with the murder of his model girlfriend? How crazy is that in South Africa? Yeah, and you know, his name is Oscar Pistorius. He's a Paralympic runner. I know you all know him. Because he was the sensation, one of them anyway, for last summer's London Olympics. He had those blades because he, and that's what he became, because he has prosthetic limbs. And now he's officially a suspect. He appears in court on Friday, right around now, in South Africa. And they say that he is a suspect. They have no motive for this alleged killing. What started to happen when the story first broke, because she was shot in the head, and shot, like, in the arm. What started to happen is that the stuff was circulating. It was one of the most dangerous areas in South Africa to live, and that this was an accidental shooting because he thought somebody was breaking in, but it was really her, and it's not, you know, so now it's believed to not be an incidental shooting, and wow, it's crazy. But I guess he's gotten in trouble before for assaults and other things. So they're not giving him a pass and saying it's no big deal. And of course, Nike, just like in the Tiger Woods scandal and all these other things that pop up, Nike, man, they are there for you. Be all you can be. Just do it until you really do it. And then we're taking the ads away from you and the money. So Nike pulled an ad that had Pistorius from its website because the ad had him taking off for a run and the word said, "I am the bullet in the chamber." The company said they have sympathy and condolences to the family concerning the tragic incident. And that's it. They're not going to comment on it anymore. But some other sponsors that he has, like the prosthetics manufacturer, and Oakley, that makes the sunglasses he wears, they also released condolences. And so I guess that's now, like, when you're suited up from head to toe with sponsors, now they all have to come out and apologize. "I would like to apologize profusely for blah, 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 blah." So anyway, it goes on to say what a crazy story it is and a correction on what the motivation may be. And we'll wait and see, you know, what happens as this one unfolds. Big giveaway next and some odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Once in a while, a game comes along that's so engrossing you can't simply put it down. Add Fairway Solitaire to that coveted list. Fairway Solitaire by Big Fish Games, available now in the App Store. You have to visit giveaway.fairwaysolitaire.com for a free download of the full game that is rated 5 out of 5 stars on iTunes. But call in now for a chance to win a 6-month Big Fish Unlimited streaming subscription for PC and Android, and qualify to win the cool grand prize package with Big Fish Unlimited. Ooh, it sounds so good. You'll get access to 150 games, wow, from your favorite genres for free. And because the games are streamed from the cloud, you can start playing across the different devices. So call in now, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're giving away three of those on this show. So 855-266-5283, first three in the door. Woohoo! Big Fish. Really, seriously, they rock. No doubt about it. So, while you're busy calling in to claim your Valentine prize, there are a couple of things that we want to end with here on this version of America Tonight anyway. Some real odds and ends. I was talking about the Blade Runner being charged with murder. It's looking like Nike pulling the ads and Reva Stenkoff tweeting Wednesday about her beau making her a shake and all this other stuff on Valentine's Day. We're getting close to Valentine's Day, and then this happens, and then they look into the back of Pistorius, the background, and he was arrested for assault in 2009, but then the case was dumped, and man, you know, what ends up happening here because of the initial stories that broke and what they were saying about him, it looks like it's going to be 100%, and it might be 100% different, and you see this. They see this girlfriend that's just a short-term girlfriend. I think they'd only been together for a couple of months. But, man, athlete, superstar, super stud, unbelievable what he overcame in his life. But he's not above the law. So if they can nail him, they don't know what the motive is. But if they nail him and it has nothing to do with being a homeowner with weapons to try to stop intruders and in this... as the states where he was, then I would say he's toast. Blade Runner or not, he is absolute toast on this one. And this is one that, this story is one that a lot of people are following because we followed him at the Olympics. You know, you never know what's going on with somebody as you're watching them. Like I said, somebody like this who just seems so sweet and the king of overcoming astronomical odds to do what he did, and now in this situation, and man, what about her family? Whew, awful. All right, here's another odd and end for you. Somebody who has an iPhone, you know, I'm always hesitant to upgrade. Isn't it funny? That's technology. How can we make more money off the people that we've already suckered into getting our fine products? We just keep upgrading them. There's the one, the two, the three, the four gig, the five gig, the whatever. And that's why I hate upgrading, because then things don't work right. It's like Windows 8, no offense. Windows 8 is brutal. I hate it. And I'm having all kinds of problems. I can't even learn it. It's ridiculous. So I have two computers, and I call it old school and Windows 8. Windows 8 is like a computer I just want to ignore. I don't like the Windows. I'm sick of them. But the iPhone, you know, the iPhone is having problems, I guess, again, and the reason is because they say there's security flaws that allow snoopers to access locked phones. So passwords on iPhones can be hacked. That means somebody can make calls, listen to your messages, mess around with your contact lists, and that's bad. And this is the iPhone 5, especially the most recent version, too, of the mobile ops that they have going on. And so if you lose your phone or someone grabs your phone or they target you and take it, oh, that's not good. That's not good at all, because who knows what they'll be able to grab off the phone. And, you know, people, you have a lapse of security, I think, sometimes when you carry around these things, because you're just not, you know, you're not being crazy about it. You're just not, you don't want to sit there and analyze everything that's on your phone or on your computers, but now you have to do it. I mean, how much do we have to pay for security to protect our identity? And for people who have had their identity stolen, it's a nightmare. Our friend Izzy in Missouri had her identity stolen. She told us about that story, and I've had other people that I know that have had that happen to them through weird circumstances. One, it was using a credit card at a restaurant, and they had an imprint on it. Somebody else, it was a stolen phone, and somebody else, it had to do with a computer, and they had a hard time. You'd think, here's everything that I have in my life, and here's how I can prove to you that this is not me, and it's really, really tough to, it's really tough to prove all that, and it messes you up. Messes up credit, messes up things that you have going on, and man, you don't want to be a victim of identity theft, the absolute worst. So anyway, be careful if you have many of the new Apple phones, like the iPhone 5, because there's a good chance that somebody can hack in, get the list, listen to the messages. Like I said, they can bypass, get the passwords, and then you're pretty much toast. Because I'm certain you have all your mail and email and everything on it, and yucky. Let's move to something else that we haven't talked about too much on the show. We have in the past. We've talked about this. When I've spent some time in Washington, when you get a plastic bag, you have to pay 5 cents. If you go into a deli, you're from someplace else or whatever, you go into a CVS, and you, of course, you're not carrying your bags or your reusable bags around with you. They charge you $5 for plastic bags to try to get rid of plastic, saying that we're choking ourselves with plastic. And now Bloomberg, who's banning everything, is looking for a ban on plastic foam containers. So that's his latest thing. Remember, first it was the big sodas and calories in foods, and I guess we could wind the clock back even further than that with some other things. But he's Mr. Regulator. Large sodas, smoking in Central Park, all that kind of stuff. Now it's styrofoam, because he says it increases the cost of recycling as much as $20 a ton because it has to be removed, and it's environmentally destructive, and it's easily replaceable, so we can do without it. And he's talking about any kind of styrofoam, anything like that, foam insulation, all those kind of things that would relate to it. Dow Chemical must have loved hearing that, because that's definitely their products. What did the mayor say? And here's the thing. How many other people have foam? What happens to the businesses? It's not that easy. Like food, stores, restaurants, what happens? Like Dunkin' Donuts. They said, Dunkin' Donuts said, and there's tons of them in New York, they say instead of an outright ban, why don't you review or test the types of hot cups on the market and look for what's a viable alternative? But, we keep testing them, and we have to have a cup that keeps drinks hot and hands cool and is better for the planet. So, this ban is not going to eliminate waste or increase recycling. It's just going to replace one kind of trash with another. So they're not going to, they don't want to hear it from the mayor. Listen, we're testing our cups all the time. Do you want to pay for that? I mean, really, this guy, he is the advocate for getting rid of everything. I mean, the sugary drinks push people over the top to 16 ounces. And then he's going to get chips out of the city, regulating the trans fat and the food preparation and a bunch of other stuff. Now, there are cities that limit it, but they're very, very, very few, like Seattle, Washington, Brookline, Massachusetts. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.